Penguin Random House Audio presents In the Hurricane's Eye, The Genius of George Washington and the Victory at Yorktown by Nathaniel Philbrick. Read for you by Scott Brick. To Melissa. Preface: The Land and the Sea. For 5 years, two armies had clashed along the edge of a vast continent. One side, the rebels, had the advantage of the land. Even when they lost a battle, which happened more often than not, they could retire into the countryside and wait for the next chance to attack. The other side, the Empire, had the advantage of the sea. With its fleet of powerful warships, just one of which mounted more cannons than the entire rebel army possessed in the early years of the war, it could attack the rebels' seaside cities at will. But no matter how many coastal towns the Empire might take, it did not have enough soldiers to occupy all of the rebels' territory. And without a significant navy of their own, the rebels could never inflict the blow that would win them their independence. The war had devolved into a stalemate, with the Empire hoping the rebels' rickety government would soon collapse, and with the rebels hoping for the miraculous intervention of a powerful ally. 2 years before, one of the Empire's perennial enemies, the rival nation, had joined the war on the rebels' behalf. Almost immediately, the rival had sent out its own fleet of warships. But then the sea had intervened. When France entered the American Revolutionary War in the spring of 1778, George Washington dared to hope his new ally.